fantastic time. It's such a beautiful, beautiful country, you know, like we'd really like to get back to Europe.
Yeah,
just to see something different, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
When you start working on a new album, do you start with the music first, or do you start with lyrics or an idea or a theme?
I'm kind of a both at the same time. I play guitar sort of thing, and then I start humming and I try to get the melody, and then whatever happens to be going on at the time is my inspiration, you know. Like sometimes it's an argument with a boyfriend, or a, you know, a road trip I took, or a movie I saw. It could be anything, you know. And I've written two songs recently. One's Give Me Your Mercy and the other one is called Take Us Swiftly Home. And both of those are coming out of some family issues that are going on. My mom, she's not well. She's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. So I've been really kind of tapping into that to try to deal with it myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's personal tragedy can sometimes come with some really good songs, you know? And if you can make them a little less about yourself and try to find the humanity and the commonality between it all, you know, you can touch on some things that I think speak to a lot of people. Mm. And we were at Winnipeg Folk Festival and I sang Give Me Your Mercy, and a guy came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, I've struggled with addiction. And Give Me Your Mercy really spoke to me, and I was crying, and he was saying all these things, and it was like, even though I wrote Give Me Your Mercy about me and finding out that my mom had cancer, he saw that it was about, you know, like battling with your demons. And it's you know, like, it's amazing how songs can touch people different ways. And yeah, like definitely writing with other people in mind, your audience in mind, and trying to give them something that they can latch on to. Keeping it simple and not getting too, not making it too out of reach that people can't apply it to their own lives, you know? That's my take on songwriting anyway.
Yeah, well, I think that's amazing, because I would assume it would be easy for a lot of people just to sort of get into their story. Like what you're dealing with and your family's dealing with around your mom's illness, that's got to be hard. Like that takes incredible courage to take that approach to write something universal and to not just get too self-absorbed.
Yeah, I wrote Take Her Swiftly Home, right?
Wow.
And that's, I wrote it that way, and then me and the girls and Mikey, we were talking about it and we were trying to work out the parts and what we were going to do with it. And you know, it was a difficult song for me to sing initially, and I said, you know what, let's change it from Take Her Swiftly Home to Take Us Swiftly Home. Because really, you know, it's sometimes it's just a matter of taking it away from one word and making it into another more universal and more inclusive, mm-hmm. instead of making it about one person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it helps me deal with it as much as it maybe touches other people, mm-hmm. who have maybe been through similar situations.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say that most of your songwriting starts from an autobiographical place and then you take that approach?
You know what? A lot of the times, yes. I do have some fictional songs, or songs that I will tell you they're fictional. But I definitely start from an autobiographical kind of place. But yeah, it's, you know, and then adapt it if I see room to adapt it to make it a little bit more reachable for other people. Yeah, if there's room for it. But I mean, there's also something to be said about being able to write a very good song that's just about what the heck you went through, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because other people that, you know, like if it's a story and it's a story that needs to be shared, then, you know, you got to write it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked earlier about some of your musical influences, and I'd like to get back to what you were saying about your father, and he sounds like he was a very strong role model and perhaps still is in your music.
Absolutely. My dad is on par with my mother as my biggest fans, right? He was the musical one for sure in the family. My mom loved music and she could dance up a storm. My mom can dance. That's for sure. And my dad was the singer and the guitar player, and he loved to get us girls singing with him. I've got two younger sisters. He wanted the Dixie Chicks or something awful. Oh. He wanted the Martin Sisters. And unfortunately, my sisters didn't stick with it. But yeah, he's been a huge influence in my life for sure, both in musically and just as a person. He's a great person.
Yeah, that's great. So before we wind down, I just want to ask you one more question. What would you say that it is about your life or about your music or the process that you go through that inspires you and really motivates you to carry on and to keep writing great music?
Oh, that's a good one. Coffee. No. You know what? I love the way people connect to the music. And I think seeing people react to what I'm doing, and you know, like if I'm singing something and they're clapping along or they're singing along sometimes, you know, that's kind of what keeps me going. And just, you know, just trying to stay grounded as well at the same time, and not trying to remember where I came from. You know, I'm a small town girl, and you know, people are waving at me and they're like, Samantha, oh my gosh, that was so good, and we love you, and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm just a little girl. I'm just a, you know, a 5 foot nothing girl from rural Ontario, born in Edmonton, you know, like, just try to remember my roots and try to have some fun while I do it. So
awesome. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to meet you and hear your music live. And thanks for sitting down with me today.
Thank you. It's been great. Thank you.
And that was Tellin' Time off the 2012 CD, Samantha Martin and the Haggard. Up next, we've got another song off that same album. Here it is, Dark Angel. And that was the title track, Back Home, off the 2008 release CD, Back Home, by Samantha Martin. And next, I have a song that Samantha recorded with her band, Delta Sugar, on the CD, Mississippi Sun. It's a song that was recorded by Mavis Staples of the Staples Singers. Mavis, originally from Chicago, Illinois, was a rhythm and blues and gospel singer, as well as an actress and a civil rights activist. It seems apropos that Samantha, with her roots rock background and her instinctual sense for soul and rhythm, it's very apropos that she would record this song. It's a song that was recorded in what was called the Pinball Sessions. Let's hear that now. Low is the way.
I love you. love that. My mom loved that. What a gorgeous rendition. That song was off Samantha's CD, Samantha Martin and the Haggards. It was a song that was written by Jimmy Davis and Charles Mitchell in 1939. I knew it was an old song. I just never really realized how old. You know, when you're a kid and you learn a song, you sort of think it's of your time. But it wasn't. So, yeah, lovely, lovely rendition.
Up next, we've got another song off the album, Samantha Martin and the Haggards. Here it is now, Road to You.
Listening to CJFM?
CJSF.
CJSF.
90.1 FM.
90.1.
No, 90.1.
You got
it.
Yeah? I'd have to say all that at once.
This is the Carnival Band.
Okay. This is the Carnival Band. You are listening to
CJSF
90.1
FM.
FM, the Carnival Band. Broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC, Canada.
Creative Mornings is a free and monthly breakfast lecture series about creativity for the community. With chapters in nearly 130 cities across the globe, Vancouver was the first in Canada and eighth in the world to host conversations with the region's best and brightest creative professionals. Each event is free of charge and includes a 20-minute talk, followed by a group discussion and Q&A. Check us out at www.creativemornings.com.
Commercial radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge.
So now, stay tuned to Girls So Groovy, coming up next.
Tune in again next week for more stories and songs at The Arts Edge. So now I leave you with one final tune off the 2012 blues album, Samantha Martin and the Haggard. Here we go with Where I Went Wrong. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
Access to Media Education Society is a registered charity dedicated to using the media arts to support youth-led community development. It also encourages peer-based expression in education and promotes social change. Access to Media Education Society is built on a commitment to accessibility, diversity, and inclusivity, and its goal is to engage marginalized youth in personally and socially transformative storytelling practices. It provides participants with concrete tools and collaborative opportunities to produce powerful, authentic media artworks that promote dialogue, expand horizons, and help foster creative resilience. For more information on this awesome initiative, please visit the Facebook page, Access to Media Education Society.
Indie Van City Music Nights, developing a community of mutually supportive creatives, businesses, and venues in our city. Vancouver may not be a super city just yet, but we have community spirit and a helping hands mentality. Are you a local business? Let's talk cross-promotion. Venue? Let's talk about getting music and a crowd into your establishment. Artist?